Welcome to Bible Believers Fellowship and the ministry of BBFOhio.com as we conclude our study of Colossians chapter 1, verses 25 through 27, titled Mystery, Christ in You. This is part 2 of 2.
And it doesn't mean you become, you know, an automaton, what do they call that? Automaton or what?
What's the word?
Automaton? Anyway, just like a robot. There you go. Robot. That's a much easier word. You know, help. None of you. Like a robot. Automaton? Okay. The God of the universe now resides in you. That's an amazing thing. Romans 8:9 says, "But ye are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you." Now listen to this. "Now if any man have not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his." You better have Christ in you. If you're not, you're not saved. And if you're saved, whether you feel it or not, preacher, I just don't feel it. I don't care what you feel like. We walk by faith, not by sight. Amen? Faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. It doesn't say feelings come. Now, they can come, and that's great when they do, but they don't always. And I'll tell you right now, there are times where I don't feel like Christ is in me. But I promise somebody I'm going to do this. I'm going to do it. If I got it, let me find it. Yesterday, on the way down to the ark, we came real close, real close. Let's see if this will play here. Got one of those things. And we'll describe it after it happens here, but. Now, I told Doug the camera kind of makes it look like he's a little further out. It's not as dangerous. When she said something, I immediately backed off and then went this way. And he still just about clipped us on the front end. And I mean, it was close. If you're in real time and you see that coming down on you, it's something else. And you know what? For about 2 solid minutes, didn't feel like Jesus was ruling me. I wanted to get my hands on that guy. I'm just being honest. You holy people don't feel that way. But I'm just telling you, I think about him taking her. Or what if I had kids in the car and that kind of thing. And I was steaming. I was just... Our air conditioner already wasn't working well. You talk about sweating. But I pray. What I do is I recognize that. See, if you try to act like that's not in you, because Christ is in you, but you're still in you too. And so what I try to do is just recognize reality. So I start praying, "Lord, Lord, Lord, help me to get off this. Oh, I would just like to kill that man right now." You talk to the Lord that way? He already knows it.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? You think he doesn't know you're already thinking about killing the man? And I said, "Yeah, but Lord, he's probably overworked and underpaid and maybe already been cut off by a little fit like mine. And, you know, who knows what's happened before he got there. And I just pray that if he needs saved, save him. And if he's a Christian driving like that, then, you know, getting fired. He just needs to lose his job." But, yeah, you put it in the Lord's hands. Amen? But I don't always feel like I got Jesus in me. And if you do, good for you. But I don't think you're honest. I think you're lying right there. Just for your understanding, we do not become little Christs. You have Christ in you. You're not a Christ. That's the New Age movement, and you'll hear that taught on TBN, a lot of the, you know, that's nonsense. You don't become a Christ, but you have Christ in you. But you are still you. You still have your sinful nature to cope with. And you don't lose your free will. You still have a free will. You don't, as I said, don't become a robot or anything. And that it's kind of like this sinless perfection that's taught. You know, they kind of act like, oh, I'm no longer, and then they want to blame God for the things they do. Like, no, man, I'm not going to put that on the Lord. When you see me acting like that, you know good and well that I'm not a little Christ. And that I still have my will and I'll still make mistakes. We still have our sinful nature. And you will too the day you die or are raptured. And as a matter of fact, even after you die, if you die before the rapture, you want proof you got a sinful nature, you know, you want to put it in your will and say, you know, 10 years after, or not even that long, let's go two years after I'm dead, I want to have a memorial service at my grave, dig me up and look at me and make sure that I've rotted real good. You want to know why you're going to rot in your grave? Your body's going to rot because you still have a sinful nature. And that body is still under that curse and hasn't been redeemed yet. Prayer and submission to God's Word is still required for results. You have Christ in you. If you don't pray the way you ought to, you don't read the Word as you ought to, you don't come to church as you ought to, and take part in fellowship as you ought to, and you don't witness as you ought to, and you don't do all the things you ought to, yada, yada, you're not going to get the results. Amen? 1 John 4:4 says, "Ye are of God, little children, and have overcome them, because greater is He that is in you than he that is in the world." You got Jesus in you. Just like the computers used to say, we could all have a little badge all the time that says Jesus inside. It'd be true. But if you're not a good advertisement, then don't wear that badge. Because some people, it just hurt Jesus' reputation by putting that on their shirt or their coat. Little reality check. Sadly, some believers get it wrong and they think it says, "Greater is me." That's the people that walk around saying, "I rebuke the devil." And they even say, "Well, I'm saying it in Jesus' name." Well, you still think it's you. I like, you know, the way Jude said to pray was like Michael the Archangel when he fought Satan over the body of Moses, and that is, "The Lord rebuke you." "I rebuke you." You ain't nothing. Shut up. You're just going to, Satan go like that. Just kill you if God let you. God let him. Go read the book of Job. It's not me, but greater is He that is in me. And when I do something that's out of His will, and I do something that's not according to His Word, then He's not in it. Amen? Romans 12:1 says this, "I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service." Why? Because you have Christ in you. And so if you will then submit yourself completely as a living sacrifice to that Spirit of Christ in you, you'll see things improve dramatically. Amen? Things will improve. But there's a lot of people that talk the talk and don't walk the walk. And strangely enough, one of the best comments on this topic was spoken before our dispensation even began, and before this mystery became a reality. But it's so good, you got to quote him, and that's John the Baptist, and he says, "He must increase, but I must decrease." See, John was coming in right at the end of the 69th week of Daniel and the dispensation of law. And he saw what was coming in Jesus Christ, grace, the gospel of grace. And he saw that it's time for him to back off and decrease. It's time for the Christ to increase. And that's kind of us. As we walk with the Lord, we must decrease. We've got to decrease our flesh. We've got to decrease our materialistic attitudes. We've got to decrease our entitlement attitudes. We've got to decrease me, 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 and increase Him. The more you allow Him to rule in you, the more you love what He loves and hate what He hates. I love you, people. I do. I hope you love me. But you know what? I didn't hear it. Oh, 99.9% of you love me. But you know what? If you have Christ in you and He's controlling you, you're going to hate some things. You're supposed to hate sin. And it's something else to see these modern love everything Christians. They sure aren't very much like Jesus, because He hates some things. Real quick, we're going to close with this. 1 Peter, we're just a few pages from it. 1 Peter chapter 1. I think this is the last place I had on here. No, it will be, because we're getting late. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 18. We're going to read through 23, and I'll start while you're turning there. Peter says, "Forasmuch as ye know that ye were not redeemed with corruptible things as silver and gold, from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but what are you redeemed with? The precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you." See, these mysteries are all about Jesus. "Who by Him," verse 21, "who by Him do believe in God that raised Him up from the dead and gave Him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God." Christ in you, the hope of what?
Glory.
The hope of what?
Glory.
He raised Jesus from the dead and gave Him glory. Your hope of glory is the fact that you are in Christ and Christ is in you. "Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that ye love one another with a pure heart fervently." See that? You should love the things He loves. "Being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the Word of God, which liveth and abideth forever." That hope of glory we end with in verse 27. It's the result of our knowledge of this mystery. And the result of the knowledge of this mystery is not pride, but hope. It's not arrogance. It's hope. Titus 2:13, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Christ in you guarantees that you will be resurrected into His glory. See, it's not just some empty theological gobbledygook. It's Christ in you, the hope of glory. You have Christ in you, therefore you will be raised to glory and share in His glory. I'm not going to turn there. Let's go to 103. 103 in the hymn book. One day. Now listen, as you're turning there, the Spirit of Christ in you. I hope you let that sink in. The Spirit of Christ in you. Listen, I don't know if you've thought of this, but the Spirit of Christ in you will be the magnet, I put it in quotes, that will make you fly at the rapture. You ever think about, has anybody ever asked you that? When the rapture happens, how does God know who to bring up? Of course, we know He's omniscient. We know He knows everybody. He knows His own. But I believe on a very practical level, it's just as simple as this. If you're saved, you have the Spirit of Christ in you. But if the Spirit of Him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, He that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. Have you given that thought? That's what that's saying. That is saying that if you're saved, you have the Spirit of God in you. You have the Spirit of Christ in you. The same Spirit that raised Jesus from the dead. And when that rapture happens, He will then quicken your mortal bodies by His Spirit that dwelleth in you. It's like having a spiritual magnet in you. And when the rapture happens, if you've got that in you, you go up. And when you go up, you're going to be in a glorified body when you get in front of Christ in the air. So when the last trump sounds, will you fly?
or be stuck under gravitational pull without Christ in you. I know I'm not getting this across to most of you, but I'm telling you, think about it later. When the rapture happens, gravity will hold you down unless you've got the Spirit of Christ in you. And when the rapture happens, if you've got the Spirit of Christ in you, that trump, that voice of the archangel, that happens, you go up. And it's because you're drawn up by the very Spirit of Christ in you. I get excited about that. Can you tell? I almost woke Jenny up talking about it myself last night. She's in there snoring beautifully. And I'm in there studying this, going over my notes, and I'm just thinking, that is just amazing. And I'm thinking, now would be a good time.
Amen.
Just right out of this lazy boy. What would make me go up? It's not me. You're not going up because you're a church member. You're not going up because you've been baptized. You're not going up because you put money in the offering plate. You're not going up because you've done any works. You're only going up because you have the Spirit of Christ. That's why you got to be born again. That's why you got to be saved. Let's go ahead and sing this. 103. Go ahead and stand. We'll sing One Day.
Thank you.
out on the ledge.
For solid King James Bible preaching and teaching, along with the encouragement of the Psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs, tune in to our internet radio station available every day, 24 hours a day, at bbfohioradio.com. Join listeners from over 150 nations, all 50 U.S. states, and other U.S. territories who are tuning in and receiving free Bible teaching at bbfohioradio.com.